Shishim. He started by talking about Bittul Berovos, that if you have a Tarovos of Yavish to Yavish, Nim Bemino, in our Torah, Chad Betrei Bottle. Bottle Berovos. So that's the first of the different Tarovos that we have. We said that there are two types of Tarovos. There's a Tarovos of Yavish to Yavish, a Tarovos of Lach Belach, and within each type, there could be a Tarovos of Min Bemino or Min Besha'eno Mino. Things of the same type or things of different types. So there are four types of Tarovos that we have to discuss.
Okay.
Yavish v'yavish, lach v'lach, which we said is both lach v'lach and lach v'yavish. And we have min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. Min b'mino and min b'she'eno mino. These are classical abbreviations. Okay. So till now we've discussed 1a, right? Yavish v'yavish min b'mino. Right, so that min haTorah bottle berov, and everyone seems to agree to that. This is the conventional wisdom. And let's try to say it simply, without confusing things too much. Yavish v'yavish min b'mino, min haTorah is bottle berov. You have different chatichas. Two chatichos of heter, one chaticha of iser, chad betrei bottle. That's a classical din. Min b'she'eno mino yovesh v'yosh, we haven't talked about. But that's because we haven't talked about lach b'lach min b'she'eno. That's going to be very important. This is the area where we're going to discuss tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr, if you have a tam, it's nirgash, in a tarovis, if you have the taste of something that's usser, that's nirgash in a heter, what's the din? That's very important. So that's very important. So based on that, we're then going to extrapolate to min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish. Maybe we should make gezeiros. So we have to start slow. Okay, it all starts with the concept of bittul berov. That's yavish b'yavish min b'mino. Classical bittul berov is where you have different chatichos. It's all the same type. It's just one is shchuta, one is nevela, two are shchuta. So chad b'trei is bottom. Shishim. What's the concept of shishim? So shishim is going to be by min b'she'eno mino, by definition. Right? Shishim is going to be where the tam is nirgash. Right? That's l'chora where shishim is going to apply. So Rava has this klal that by min b'she'eno mino, you need shishim. Min b'she'eno mino needs shishim. And we saw from the sugya of Rav b'she'eno that it's not so clear. That's actually a machlokes tanoim. Do we assume that kol yisurin shabbat Torah are batel b'shishim, or are they batel b'meya? What case are we talking about? What's the case of Zerah b'sheila? So mistama, that gzeras akosuv is really talking about min b'she'eno mino, because that's the classical example where you're going to need more than rov, where the tam is nirgash. What's fascinating is that Zerah b'sheila itself, is that min b'she'eno mino? Think about it. What's the case? That's the case. Some of the Talmidim came to me after Shia. We were talking about the case. The case is that the Nozer is bringing a carbon, right? He brings an ayil. He's going to eat from the ayil, but the Zeroa is nechal by the Kohen. The Zeroa goes to the Kohen. So for the Zar, the Zeroa is a Davar Asa. It's a Davar Asa. And he's going to have to cook the Zeroa together with the ayil. It's going to be no sin tam into the ayil. So the question is, should it Asa the ayil? It's ridiculous. The Torah says that you can eat the ayil. So apparently the Torah is saying that the measurement that you have over here, right, relatively speaking, the zroa, percentage-wise, is not enough to aser the ayil. So from that, perhaps we can extrapolate to kol haTorah kula. Whatever the shear is over here, that should be the shear by kol yisur and shabbat Torah. What's the case of zroa b'sheil? Is that min b'sheil, you know, or is that min b'mino? What do you think? Sorry? Min b'mino. It's one aisle. There's the Zeroa, and there are other parts of the aisle. So it is min b'mino. So it is a little bit strange. The Gemara is not talking about min b'mino. The real machlokas, whether kol yisur and shabbat Torah b'shishim or b'meya, is really talking about min b'she'eno mino. Who points this out, that Zeroa b'she'eno really is not a good source for the din of min b'she'eno mino, for the shear of min b'she'eno mino? Who points that out? Can you guess that? Tosus points this out. Because in the kasha of the Gemara, we'll see. The Gemara is making an assumption that Zeroa b'she'eno is a case of min b'she'eno mino, And somehow maybe it's an exception to the rule. It's not the rule. Maybe we shouldn't learn from it. Maybe it's only an exception to the rule. So Tosa just points out, it's not such a good kasha, because the truth is Rav Shaila really isn't min b'shaila. It really is min b'mina. I hate to complicate matters. Technically speaking, it's min b'mino, because everything there is from the same behemah. It's not like you have meat together with potatoes, which is min b'sheno mino, two different types of things. Here, everything is meat, and it's from the same animal even. It's the same taste. So the case of Zerah B'Shel really is min b'mino. But for our purposes, we're going to assume that Chazal were able to extrapolate from Zerah B'Shel to the din of min b'sheno mino. Okay, so don't get confused. Just because it is min b'mino, but we're assuming that you can extrapolate to the din of min b'sheno mino. That min b'sheno mino is either batel b'shishim or batel b'mei, because it's a function of what is the shear of the zroa within the aisle. The zroa is not going to aser the aisle. It's exeris akosu that the aisle is nechal abaylim, even though the zroa is nechal only for the kohanim. So you see, whatever shear you have over here is going to work to be mevatel the issa, to nullify the issa, that it's not going to aser. Machlokas whether b'shishim or b'mei. What's the machlokas based on? So the Gemara says, when all the dust settles, the Gemara says it's a function of how we cheshbin the zroa with the ayah. Do we cheshbin basa ve'etzem with basa ve'etzem? Or do we cheshbin basa with basa and we ignore the etzem completely? The Manda Amar B'Shishim says that we cheshbin basa ve'etzem with basa ve'etzem. The zroa has a big etzem there. Big etzem. So if you take into account the etzem of the zroa, then it'll turn out that the zroa is only echa mishishim of the animal. The animal has shishim keneged Izra. It doesn't have mei, it doesn't have that much. Mei is much more than shishim. So if you're going to cheshbin bosa ve'etzem with bosa ve'etzem, then it's only going to be shishim. Right? You have a zro over here. Well, what's the zro? It's like a bone. It's a two-part bone. But you have a big animal, right? Not quite like that. So the zroa is only a small part of the whole animal. There's a big ayah. Right? So do we cheshbin basa ve'etzem keneged basa ve'etzem? Or is it only basa keneged basa? There's a big etzem over there. So if you're going to cheshbin the etzem as well, then it'll only be shishim. But there's very little basa there. So if you have a cheshbin basa, then the basa of the other is much, much bigger. Then we'll say that you need mea, because the shear here is mea. So maybe you would be mea. You mean much more than shishim in order to be mevatel. So we were troubled. What is the machlokas over here? Why should I assume that you should take into account the etzim or don't take into account the etzim? What's the issue? So many of the Rishonim seem to assume that the etzim itself is a davar ha'asa because it has leichos inside of it. He pointed out that Rashi on the Manda Amar B'Meya says that Sovar Etzem Lo Bayil Ashiur, right? The Holopola Taim Amina. The Manda Amar B'Meya says that you don't have to cheshbin, you don't have to take into account Etzem because Tam is not going to be Polet Mina. What does the Manda Amar B'Shishim hold? It's not so clear in Rashi, but the Ran explains the Rashi. The Ran quotes Rashi and then he fleshes it out. The Ran says that the Manda Amar B'Shishim says that there's a Lechus in the bus, in the Etzem. There's marrow in the etzem, and there's lechos in the etzem. So the etzem itself is osa. It's like basa. So if it's like basa, then of course we have to take into account the etzem together with the basa in order to be mevatel. That's Rashi and the Ran. We started pointing out that not everyone seems to agree. The Sifra doesn't sound like that. Sifra Toras Kohanim Parsha Shmini. Mibsarim lo sochelu, v'lo min ha'atzamas, v'lo min ha'gidah, v'lo min ha'tlafayim shelohem. Behemet tmei is asa b'achila, mibsarim, the boss of the behemet tmei is asura, is the etzem asa? So comes the sifra in Taras Kohanim, and says, no, the etzem is muta b'achila. So that already gets us starting to think that maybe the etzem is not a chefz of the yisura. It's not like the boss, if it's not asa b'achila, why should it be a chefz of the yisura? And that seems to be the Rambam's approach as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumis, the Rambam is talking about Tumas Nevela in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin.
Rambam says, "Eilu dvarim shem etamin min hanevelos, atzamos v'akarnayim v'atlofayim." The atzamos are not tamei tumas nevela. They're not metamei tumas nevela. We're talking about a behemah kshera, even, right? A behemah kshera that's nisnabla. It wasn't shechted properly, so it's tamei tumas nevela. It's also ba'achila. It's tamei tumas nevela. Comes the Rambam and says that the etzim is not tamei tumas nevela. There are parts of the animal that are not tamei tumas nevela. The basar is metamei tumas nevela, but the atzamos, the karnayim, the horn, the tofayim, the hooves, these are not going to be metamei tumas nevela. It's not the Rambam's fault. It's really the Gemara. The Gemara in Chulin on daf ayin zayin amid base. Gemara in Chulin is actually talking about the or, the skin of the animal. That's the shiloh the Gemara raises of daf ayin zayin amid aleph. Is the or metame tumas ochlin? Is it metame tumas nevelos? So it quotes a brisa that talks about or for tumas nevelos. It says tumas nevelos nami tanina benevlosa velo ba'or velo ba'tzomah velo ba'gidim velo ba'karnayim velo ba'tlafayim. The Gemara is really quoting this brisa to say that or is not metame betumas nevelo. But it does mention atzamas in the brisa. Brisa says benevlosa velo ba'or velo ba'tzomah. You see that atzamas are not metame tumas nevelo. That's the Rambam. That's the source of the Rambam. That atzomas of a behema, even a behema ksheira, but if it's nevela, the basar is metami tumas nevelas, but the atzomas are not metami tumas nevelas. So that also shows you that the etzem is not dino kebasa. The basar is also ba'achila. The etzem is not also ba'achila, according to the sifra. The basar is metami tumas nevelas, the etzem is not metami tumas nevelas. So truth be told, the Rambam sheet is not so clear. Right here, the Rambam says that the etzem is not metame tumas nevelos. But the problem is in Ilchos Macholos Asuras, the Rambam does say that there is some kind of an iser achila on the etzem. Interesting. All right, what does the Rambam say? Rambam Ilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Dalet Halacha Yuches. Ha'ochel menevelu treifa omi behema v'chaya tameim min ha'oru min ha'atzomos min ha'gidu min ha'kanai min ha'tlafayim. Even though it's osar, you're potter. What's meant us? Now, what's the Rambam saying? It's osar, but you're potter. If it's osar, you should be chayiv. If it's not osar, then you shouldn't say that it's osar. What's the Rambam saying? There's a big machlokas in the poskim and the achronim. Does the Rambam mean that it's osar min haTorah, but you're potter from malchus? Or does the Rambam mean that it's osar min the rabbonah? It's only an Isid Rabbanan, like by Shabbos, we find Potter Aval Osir Midir Rabbanan. Is it Osir Midir Rabbanan, you're Potter Min HaTorah Lagamri? Not just from Malkus, but there's no Isid Arais at all. But does the Rambam hold? No, that there is an Isid Arais, it's just a Ptur Malkus. So it's not 100% clear. If you hold it, the Rambam holds as an Isid Arais, so then you really have to reconcile Tumas Nevelos with the Isra Achila, because clearly you see that sometimes the Etzen does have a Din of Basim. Not like it never has a din of basa. For the Isra Achil, the Rambam might hold that it does have a din of basa. But the conventional wisdom is to assume the Rambam holds this is only an Isra Rabbanan. He says Potter, right? So if it's Potter, that means fundamentally there is no Isra, but also that means that there's an Isra Rabbanan. If you say it's an Isra Rabbanan, then everything flows. Min HaTorah, Etzem is not dino kibasa. Ben Legabe Tumas Nevelos, Ben Legabe Isra Achila. Chazal put on this an Isra Rabbanan. Chazal put on it in Issa Rabbanan. The Emes, such an approach is really what Tosis Masechta Avodah Zarah says. Tosis writes Beferish that the two go together, the Tuma and the Issa Achila go together. He says that Yesh L'tmar Achshav Hechanu Ochlem Dvash Dvorim. How do we eat honey from bees? Halo Ragli Advorim Uravim Bidvash. Doesn't sound so appetizing. Right, the ragle devorim, right, the feet from the bees are somehow right, pieces of the feet get into the dvash, get stuck in the dvash. So how can you eat the feet of the dvash? The avagav david pagam, come on, it's pagam, it doesn't taste good. Now, we don't assume that the feet of the devorim are going to taste good. Mikomakom asheretz atzmo de ifgam mitzel kulayama. Everyone holds that the sheretz itself, a sheretz itself, even if it's pagam, is asabachim. And if you have a fly in the soup, someone finds a fly in the soup, do you have to throw out the whole soup? No, it's no sentam lefgam. We assume that the taste of the fly is the tam pogam, it's not a tam lishvah. It's no sentam lefgam in the soup. As long as you take out the fly, then you can eat the soup. On Shabbos, you have to be careful not to be boris. You should take out a little bit of soup together with the fly, and then you can eat the soup. But the sheretz itself is also b'achila, right? Even though it's pogum, but it itself is also b'achila. It's no sin tam lefgam in something else. I don't. If that's not going to asa that item, but I can't eat the sheretz. It's an issa to eat a sheretz, even though it's pogum b'atzmusa. So, how can you eat the dvash if it has ragli dvarim in it? Obviously, what you have to say is that the ragli dvorim are not asa. The sheretz is asa. The dvorim are going to be asa. The guf hadvorah is asa, but the ragli dvorim, that's like atzomus. Atzomus of a behemoth tmeya, the Rabbeinu Tam says, amuta b'achila. Right? The muta b'achila. How does he know that the muta b'achila? He says, because the atzomus are tahorim. They're not metame, but tumas nevelis. They're not metame, tumas nevelis. They have to be mutabachila. He puts the two together. He puts the two together. That if they're tahorim, if they're not metame, tumas nevelis, then they're mutabachila as well. So that could be what the Rambam holds too. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumas writes beferish that atzamos and apachlal tumas nevelis. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos HaSuras might say that there's an issa derabonan to eat it, but on a deraisa level, the etzem is not dino kibasa. That's be'emes what the Sifra says. Right? That's what the Sifra says, that there is no Isser Achila in the Torah in the Etzel. Right? So it's not such a double tema to say that the Rambam follows the Sifra and says that there is no Isser Achila. Not at least on a Daraisa level. So the Pella is, if Tosis and Vodazara and the Rambam both hold that the Etzel is not the Kibasa, if the Etzel is not the Kibasa, if the Sifra is right that Etzel is not the Kibasa, Ben Lagabe Yisrachila, Ben Lagabe Tumas Nevela. So why does Rukhiya Bar Abba assume Bedas Bar Kapora that you're Mishar the Basar and the Etzel with Basar and Etzel? Why should I have to be Mishar Basar the Etzel? Why should I take into account the Etzel of the Zerah? The Etzel of the Zerah is not a Chefza the Yisura. It's not a Chefza the Yisura. So it's not a chesed d'Yisrael. Why should I have to take into account the etzem of Israel? Why should it need bittel? Why should the etzem hazroah need bittel? And if you hold b'shishim, you're assuming basa ve'etzem, you're mishayah b'basa ve'etzem. You need to be mevatel the basa and the etzem of Israel. Why should I have to be mevatel the etzem of Israel? It's not dino kibasa for the Yisra achila. In other areas, not dinu kabasa for the tumas nevelis. In other areas, so then it shouldn't be dinu kabasa over here. So what's going on over here? What's going on? The Rav wanted to suggest once that maybe there's a yisod that emerges from this shita, and we're going to see this yisod in other contexts as well. The Gemara, when it talks about bittul of nimbashen amino, the Gemara uses a lashon that if you have a chaticha shel issa, and the chaticha is no same tam in other chatichos. So even if you know what the chaticha, even if you know the chaticha the issa, and you're going to throw it out, but kevin shenosam tam bechaticha, chaticha atz menaseis nevela. That once issa is no same tam. Right, let's give it a simple case. Right, let's say you have a chaticha. And a tipas dam, a little tipa of dam falls on you. But the chaticha kasher doesn't have shishim, right? It doesn't have shishim to be mevatel that tipa. It's a small chaticha. It doesn't have a shishim to be mevatel the tipa. So that basar is now going to become asa, right? But let's say the basar now falls into a pot that has other basar in it. It has two pieces of basar. Maybe it has liquid in it. Maybe it has potatoes in it. It has other things in it. Now, that piece is a small piece, but it's not so small. It's bigger than the tipas dam. Right? So how much do I need in that pot to be mevatel that chaticha ksheira that became osa? How much do I need in the pot? So comes the Gemara and says, once the iser is no sintam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma naseis nevela. The whole chaticha becomes a chaticha d'isura. And now if it falls into a pot of heter, I need shishim in the pot connected the entire chaticha. It's not enough to have shishim in the pot connected the tipas dam. Let's say I knew how much dam fell in, how much dam touched the chaticha. So you would say, well, there's only a bli of a little bit of dam in here, so as long as I have shishim connected the tipas dam, that's sufficient. So after Gemara, no. The chaticha becomes nevela. The whole chaticha becomes a chefzer shel iser. And once the chaticha becomes a chefzer shel iser, I need shishim keneged the whole chaticha to be mevata that chaticha. Frek the Rav, why is that true? Why is we say chaticha atzmanasis nevela? Why should the whole chaticha be a chefzer the iser to the extent that I need shishim keneged the whole chaticha? But the whole chaticha is not iser. The chaticha is asura, but it is a chefzer shel iser. No, it has a tipas dam inside of it. It has a blia shel iser inside of it. So if you could be mavatil, that tipas dam, that should be enough. Shouldn't that be enough? So he wanted to suggest that from here you see a fundamental yisod, that the Torah has an idea that when you require shishim, when there's a din that you need shishim keneged iser, it's not enough just to have shishim keneged the iser itself. You need shishim keneged even the carrier of the iser. When the dam falls on the chaticha, what happens? Now the chaticha becomes the carrier of the iser into the pot. Without the chaticha, the dam wouldn't come into the pot. It's that the tipa fell onto the chaticha, it made it a chaticha de isura. And now the chaticha de isura is going to fall into the pot. So the chaticha de isura now is the carrier of this iser. Comes the Torah and says that it's not enough just to have shishim keneged the iser itself. Once you have a carrier of iser, then you have to have shishim keneged even the carrier of the iser to be mevatel that iser. And it's not enough to be mevatel the tipas dam itself, but you have to be mevatel the tipas dam plus carrier, plus the carrier of the iser. That's what you have to do. Said the Rav, where did the Gemara see such an idea? Where do Chazal see such an idea? Where's this idea, merumas in the Torah? Talk to Rav, it's merumas in the sugya of Zerah B'Sheila. This sugya is the mokah for such an idea that when you mevatel an iser, it's not enough to be mevatel the iser itself. But if the iser now has a carrier, and not every iser has a carrier, when the tipas dam fell on the chaticha, it didn't have a carrier, so then you just have to be mevatel the tipas dam. If you were to have shishim in the basa connected to the tipas dam, then it would be batel. But once you asa the chaticha, once you don't have shishim in the chaticha, now the chaticha becomes a chaticha. The iser, because the tipas dam fell on it. And when that chaticha falls into a tarovis of other chatichos, it's necessary to be mevatel the whole chaticha. You need shishim connected to the whole chaticha. But it's not enough just to be mevatel the iser itself. You have to be mevatel the iser plus the carrier of the iser as well. Where do we see that? Reb Chiya bar Abba. Right? According to the Manda Amar B'Shishim, that's Zerah B'Sheila u'Mishayar Bosa V'Etzem and Bosa V'Etzem. Why should I have to be Mishayar Keneged the Etzem? The Etzem is not awesome. You see from the Sifra that the Etzem is not awesome. You see from the Rambam that the Etzem might not be awesome regarding Tumas Nevela, regarding the Yisra Achila. So the Etzem is not a Chepta Shel Iser, so why should I have to be Mevatel the Etzem? So up to Rav, because the Etzem is the carrier. The Etzem is linked to the Basar, so it's viewed as though it's a carrier of the Chepta Shel Iser. It's a carrier of the Chepta Shel Iser because it's attached to the Chepta Shel Iser. And the rule is that it's not enough just to be mevatel the chetzah shel iser itself. You have to be mevatel the chetzah shel iser with the carrier. So what's the machlokas the mandam of b'shishim of a man? Why should the other day I hold that you only have to be mishar that you need even mei? He says you're not mishar bosa ve'etzem connected bosa ve'etzem. Only mishar bosa is bosa. He assumes that you're not supposed to take into account the etzem. Why not? Why shouldn't you take into account the etzem? So you would say, maybe he holds it, you only have to be mishar keneged the iser, not keneged the carrier. Yeah, but that's a problem. If the Gemara says, chaticha atzman ases nevela, if in general we say that when a tipas dam, when iser ases a chaticha, you have to be mishar keneged the whole chaticha, you need shishim keneged the whole chaticha that has the bliya shel iser. So this episode over here, the Manda Amar B'Meya says that you don't have to be mishar keneged etzem. If you see by chaticha atzman ases nevela, you have to be mishar keneged the carrier. Why over here do you not have to be mishar keneged the carrier? Isn't the mandam of b'shishim right? What's the answer? Can you be mechalik between the two cases? Can you be mechalik between the case of chaticha atzmanasis nevela and the case of zerah b'sheila? What do you think? What's the chilik? The chilik is that yes.
So the chaticha, when the dam comes in full, it itself has the taste, and everything becomes fully taken over by the taste of the dam, as opposed to the bone, which is not in the way at all, quote-unquote carries, literally, the bone carries the meat, but it's not, it's itself considered a piece of us or meat.
What's the difference? You're almost there. What's the difference between the two cases? You said the tipas dam is nivla into the chaticha nifa what? Can you separate them easily? Right? If it's not a reversible process, so maybe a taka is viewed as a carrier of the issur. But maybe the manga Amar B'meya says that the etzim is not viewed as a carrier of the basa because they happen to be dovuk zebozeh, that you can easily separate basa from etzim. So why should I view that as a carrier? It's not a carrier necessarily. Maybe everyone agrees that you have to be Mishayar, kineged the carrier of the issur, not just kineged the issur. That's learned from Chaticha Atzman Aseis Nevela. We're going to see it in great length. Everyone holds that you have to be Mishayar, kineged the carrier. But the question is the case of Zerah B'Sheila, is there a carrier of issur in that situation? The Mandama B'Shishim says yes. Since the Basa and the Etzma Dovak Zebazah, we view the Etzma as being a carrier, as being a carrier of the bus. The bus is not coming in by itself, it's coming in with the Etzma. So the Etzma is viewed as a carrier of the bus. But the Manda Amr B'Meya says the Etzma is not a carrier of the bus. It's very easy to separate the two. They happen to be Dvukim Zebazah, but one is not Nivla in the other. It's very easy to separate them. So because it's very easy to separate them, we don't look at the Etzma as being the carrier of the Issa. Comes the man the Amr B'Shishim and says, no, the Etzim is a carrier of the Issur, because the Dvukim Zabadah, it's enough to be called the carrier of the Issur. And therefore it's necessary to be Mevatel, not just the Basar, but to be Mevatel the Etzim as well. Okay, so this could be the Machlokes, the man the Amr B'Shishim and the Amr B'Meya. Why should I take into account the Etzim? Not everyone agrees. Rashi and the Ran explain differently. They say the man the Amr B'Shishim holds that the Etzim is a Cheftzid Issur itself. That's one way to look at it. It has nothing to do with being Mishayar Kenegad the carrier. But according to the Rambam, who perhaps is leaning on the Sifra and Tosfos, according to these other Rishonim, you see that the Etzim is not a Chefetz Shel Issur. So why should I have to be Mishayar Kenegad? So if the Rav, maybe you have to be Mishayar Kenegad carriers even if the item is not a Chefetz Shel Issur itself. The carrier of the Issur also has to be taken into account. And the whole machlok is B'Shishim or B'Meya might be, do we view the Etzim as a carrier of the Isser, or do we view it as a separate unit because it's very easy to separate it from the bus? Yes.
But the Mandamar of Meya, I think that case goes up to B'Meya.
Yes, the Mandamar B'Meya holds a Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. We're not Mishayar B'Shishim, we're always Mishayar B'Meya. And you're learning from Zerah B'Sheila that you're always going to be Mishayar B'Meya. We pass in B'Shishim. But the Mandamar B'Meya would say that you always have to be Mishayar B'Meya. Okay. This is the basic machlokas of B'Shishim or B'Meya and Zerah B'Sheim. So now the Gemara asks a very important question. We're getting closer to Tam Ke'ikah. We're getting closer. If you have a Gemara, let's all look on together. The Gemara and Daf Tzadi Chesam at the base. Gemara first says that Zerah B'Sheila is the source of Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. What kind of a shiur do you need? Again, the case of Zerah B'Sheila really is Min B'Mina, but we're going to extrapolate from Min B'Mina, from Zerah B'Sheila, even to Min B'Sheino Mina, to Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. So machlokas, whether you need Shishim or you need Mei. So in fact, the Gemara, Umi Alfina Mina, how can you learn from Zerah B'Sheila? Yatanya Zeu Heter Abba Mechlal Isser Zeu L'Mu'utei Mai Lav L'Mu'utei Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. This is the Kasha that the next Amud is going to try to answer. There are three answers in the Gemara. We're going to get to two of them. But this is the kasha. There's a braisa that says, Zehu heter haba mechal isa. That Zerah B'Sheila is heter. We know it's heter. The Torah says it's mutter. That the Bailim can eat the ayil, and the Zerah is not going to ask for the ayil. But the braisa says, this is heter haba mechal isa. It sounds like this is an exception to the rule. It's not the rule, it's an exception to the rule. Normally, whatever normally is, right? Normally, this isser, it's not heter. Zerah B'Sheila is the exception, that's heter. So what's the contrast? What's the normally and what's the Zerah B'Sheila? What case are we talking about? So in fact, the Gemara assumes maybe Zeu L'Me'ute Mai is L'Me'ute Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. The Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah, what situation? Min B'Shein O'Mino. Zeu Heter Hanitim Mechlal Issa, says Rashi, Shari Bola Ayil Men Azrov Yitzir Alecha Kosev Lav L'Me'ute Shari Surin D'Lo Yofin L'Humineh. Isn't it that we're coming to exclude Shari Sun? We're not going to learn Zerah B'Sheila. We're not going to learn Shari Sun from Zerah B'Sheila. For what? For Min B'Shein O'Mino. For Min B'Shein O'Mino. At the Kasha stage, we're assuming this is for Min B'Shein O'Mino. For Min B'Shein O'Mino. That's what Tosfos says. I look at Tosfos de Maschil Uman. Uman damar b'shishim sover basar v'atzom. It's actually from the previous sugya, but he makes reference to this kasha. Lav drosha gemura hi lemelef mino le'inyam min b'shen amino. Zroba shayla is not a drosha gemura. To learn from it, the tamke ikir daraisa. We're going to discuss, is tamke ikir din daraisa, is it din darabonan? The fact that you need shishim, the fact that without shishim, the tam asis, is that a din daraisa? It says, Tosfos, don't learn from Zerah B'Sheila to that case. You can't learn from Zerah B'Sheila min HaTorah you need shishim, because Zerah B'Sheila is not min b'shen amino. Da'acha min b'mino hu de midaraisa b'teila beruba. Min b'mino min HaTorah is batel berov. Min b'mino min HaTorah is batel berov. Right? We know that din. It's batel berov yavesh b'yavesh. And Tosfos is already alluding to the fact that even lach balach min HaTorah it's batel berov. We paskin min b'mino is batel berov. Min HaTorah. Who disagrees? The Bihuta, right? We're going to see. There are not everyone agrees to that. But we paskin min HaTorah, min b'mino is batel berov. So how can you learn from Zerah B'Sheila to min b'shen amino in Kol HaTorah Kula? Zerah B'Sheila is min b'mino. It's not min b'shen amino. Well, what's the Yamamish mixing apples and oranges? Pickles and oranges, whatever you prefer. Ella b'shishim u'meya kabbalah ha'isa b'yadam v'asmachu ha'ikra. B'shishim u'meya was a kabbalah. It was a kabbalah. One had a kabbalah that min b'shein amino is batel b'shishim, the other had a kabbalah it's batel b'meya. But they had an asmachta from Zerah B'Sheila. They saw from Zerah B'Sheila, somehow they had a kabbalah that the shear of Zerah B'Sheila is either shishim or it's meya. And they said, oh, from here you see that the shear of bittel is shear shishim. It's a shear of meya. It's mamish mutna. Right, they're talking about a totally different case. They were talking about min b'shen amino. They made an asmachta from the case of min b'mino, that from the case of Zerah B'Sheila, you see a remez that the shear for min b'shen amino is meya. The shear is shishim. Very strange, because the case of Zerah B'Sheila is not even min b'shen amino. It's really just a very strange thing. But they said there's an asmachta here, because they were meshayer. Somehow Chazal knew. Chazal understood what the shear would be if you mishar basar ve'etzim in the zroa, basar ve'etzim in the ayah, or basar in the zroa, basar in the ayah. So they say, oh, from here there's an asmachta for the shear shishim. From here there's an asmachta for a shear meya. For what? For min b'shen amino. Ay, but zroa b'sheila is min b'mino. Okay, it's a kasha. But it's, that's what they did. They had an asmachta. Comes Tosis and says, u'mikomokom parach shapir mehoda tanya zeo heter haba mechal iser. So you would say, well, now that I just told you that Zerah B'Sheila is really min b'mino, it's not min b'shen amino. So what's the kasha of the Gemara B'Chlal? Gemara asks, "Sumi alfin amino." How can I learn from Zerah B'Sheila to Kol HaTorah Kula? How can I learn from Zerah B'Sheila to min b'shen amino that the shir is shishim? The Brisa says that Zeh Heter Haba Mechal Iser. Zerah B'Sheila is Heter, but the other is Iser. What's the kasha of the Gemara B'Chlal? How can I learn from Zerah B'Sheila? I'm not really learning from Zerah B'Sheila anything. What's the kasha of the Gemara B'Chlal? I'm not learning from Zerah B'Sheila. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. We have a kabbalah that the shir should be shishim, the shir should be meh. And I'm going to just make an asmachta from Zerah B'Sheila. I'm not really learning from Zerah B'Sheila, so what's the kasha B'Chlal? How can you learn from Zerah B'Sheila? It's not a daraisa, it's just an asmachta ba'alma. So says Tosis, no. Parash Shafir mehad etanya zeo heter haba mechal. He said, the mashma sheish kan heter de ba'alma osuk hi otziva. The braisa is the kasha, not the posuk is the kasha. Right? They're not saying, it's a problem. How can you learn from Zerah B'Sheila? We're not really learning from the pasuk of Zerah B'Sheila per se. But the problem is the Braisa says something. The Braisa says Zeh Heter Haba Mechal Iser. Zerah B'Sheila is Heter, but it's an exception to the rule. The Braisa says that Zerah B'Sheila is an exception to the rule. So it sounds like something B'Chiyotzebo would be awesome. Zerah B'Sheila is Mutter, but B'Chiyotzebo is awesome. What's the Chiyotzebo? What's a circumstance that would be asa that's different than Zerah B'Sheila? So in the kasha, the Gemara thought, oh, that might be min b'shein amino of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Braisa is saying Zerah B'Sheila is heter haba mechal iser. It is mutter, but min b'shein amino of Kol HaTorah Kula is asa. That's the kiyotzebo. That's the contrast to Zerah B'Sheila. Even though it's mutter, Zerah B'Sheila is min b'mino. It's not min b'shein amino. The whole comparison, the whole contrast is sort of strange. It's just an asmachta ba'alma. Yeah, but the lashon of the braisa is a shver. That's the problem. The lashon of the braisa is shver because the braisa sounds like Zerah B'Sheila is the exception, and there's something that's the rule. What's the rule? The rule sounds like kol yisrael and shabbat Torah should be asa. Even min b'shen amino should be asa. So that's taka problem. Okay, this is how Tosfos puts a little bit of an understanding into the kasha of the Gemara. So Amar Abaye, Abaye is the first answer. What's the answer to this kasha? Lo nitzucha ella the Rabbi Yehuda the Amar the min b'mina lo bata kamash milan the hacha bata. Zokt Abaye, what's the zeh hetra b'machalis? Zro b'sheil is mutter, but some other thing is aser. Not kol yisrael shabatar min b'sheno mina. Rabbi Yehuda's min b'mina. We're contrasting Zro b'sheila to min b'mino of Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. That's what we're saying. That Zro b'sheila is mutter if you have shishim, if you have mayim. Zro b'sheila is mutter if you don't have an asin astam. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino of Kol HaTorah Kula is usur even if you don't have an asin astam. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino b'mashuhu. That's the first teretz of the min b'mino. Rabbi Yehuda holds is b'mashu, it's lo batel. Lach b'lach b'mashu. And the Rabbanan whom we paskin like say that min haTorah is batel b'rov. Same as yavish b'yavish. Min haTorah is batel b'rov. With Rabbanon, you might need shishim. I mean, HaTorah, though, it's batel b'rov. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not batel at all. Zokta Gemara, that's what the Brides is saying. Zeu hetar b'machalis, Zeu b'sheila is mutter. It's an exception to the rule. That's the situation where if you have shishim, if you have mea, then it's going to be batel. There's no nesinas tam. But there's some case where even without a nesinas tam, it's going to be usur. What's that case? Is that min b'sheino mino kol HaTorah Kula? No, it's min b'mino aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds min b'mino in general is not batel. It's also b'mashehu. Kamash man d'hacha batel by Zerah b'sheila. The exception to the rule is Zerah b'sheila. That's going to be batel min b'mino. Right? So Abai is saying that you thought the contrast was between Zerah b'sheila to min b'sheila mino kol HaTorah Kula. No, it's min b'mino Zerah b'sheila to min b'mino kol HaTorah Kula. It's a perfect comparison. It's a perfect contrast. Min b'mino normally Rabbi Yehuda holds is b'mashehu. It's not batel at all. Israel b'sheila min b'mino is going to be batel. It'll be batel b'shishim, batel b'mei. V'ligmar minei. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from Israel b'sheila that min b'mino can be batel? Goli rachmona v'lokach midam apar midam asor tarvay b'hari adodin inu v'lo batli. Torah's megale. Part of the avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has the dam apar and the dam asor. He mixes them together. The pasuk says that you take from both. The dama par is much more than dama sar. The par is much bigger than a little goat. So the dama sar really should be batel in the dama par. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and says, no, you see from the pasuk that it's still called dama sar. So ein dam mevatel dam. Min b'mino is lo batel. So we learn from v'lokach midama par midama sar that min b'mino is b'mashu. So I can't learn from Zerah b'sheila that min b'mino should be batel b'shishim of b'meya. My chazis de gamina mehai chazina mehai. Why does Rabbi Yehuda learn from Avodas Yom Kippurim? Let him learn from Zerah b'sheila. Why pick one pasuk over the other? Chiddush u'mechiddush lo gamina. Zerah b'sheila is a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Zerah b'sheila? What's the chiddush of Zerah b'sheila that we can't learn from it? What does Rashi say? Chiddush u'lechatchila hita levatel ha'issa. The chatchila, you're allowed to cook the zroa together with the ayah. Chatchila, you're allowed to cook it. You're allowed to mevatel the yisa. Normally, when we talk about bitul yisurim, we're saying that b'di'evad you did something. Now we want to figure out is it usur or not. And you did it already. But to be mevatel the chatchila, mevatel an isa the chatchila, that's usur. You're not allowed to do that. You can't throw a little bit of cholov into the cholent, even if you know that the tam is going to be batel. That's usur to do. But Zerah b'sheila is different. The Torah allows you to cook the Zerah together with the Ayah, even though you know that the is going to be misbatel l'chatchila. It's a chiddush. So Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't want to learn that min b'mino is batel b'shishim v'meah from Zerah b'sheila, because Zerah b'sheila is a chiddush. So he learns from Avodas Yom Kippur that min b'mino is not going to be batel. Ihochi l'meah v'samach nami lo ligmer. So if Zerah b'sheila is a chiddush because you're mevatel and isa l'chatchila, and the Torah permits you to do that, so how can you learn anything from it? We're going to learn shishim and meya from Zohar B'Shah, how can you learn to Shishim Meya either? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min Domino is lo botim. Okay, so Zohar B'Shah is a heter haba mechal issa. He's not going to learn from Zohar B'Shah that Min Domino is going to be botim b'Shishim or b'Meya. But how can we learn from Zohar B'Shah? Right? How can we learn from Zohar B'Shah? What are we learning from Zohar B'Shah? What are we learning from Zohar B'Shah? It's an asmachta that min b'she'eno mino normally is b'shishim of a meya. That's what we're learning from Zohar B'Shah. Right? The b'raisa zeh heter habamachal isa means Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is lobotim. Zohar B'Shah is an exception. It's different than that case. But what am I learning from Zohar B'Shah? After the b'raisa, I'm learning that min b'she'eno mino of kol hakera kula requires shishim or meya. But b'shishim of a meya, it's going to be batal. So how can I learn that from Zohar B'Shah? Zohar B'Shah is a chiddush. You told me Rabbi Yehuda can't learn from Zohar B'Shah, then Min B'Mino is going to be batal b'shishim or b'meya because it's a chiddush. So how can I learn Min B'Shah Mino from Zohar B'Shah? So Zot the Gemara, Atu Anan L'Kula Gaminan, L'Kula Gaminan, the Midaraisa B'Ruba Batu. Says the Gemara, the din of shishim or b'meya is a chumra. The fact that you need shishim or b'meya to be mevatel Min B'Shah Mino, that's a chumra, it's not a kula. Min HaTorah, it should be batal b'rov. Min b'shein amino should have the same din as min b'mino. It should be batal b'rov. Come the Chachamim, or comes the Torah, whatever it is, comes the din of Zerah b'sheil, and it tells me, no, rov is not enough. I need shishim, I need meya. Is that a kula or a chumra? It's a chumra. You can learn a chumra from a chiddush, but you can't learn a kula from a chiddush. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, min b'mino is lo batal. So we just asked, well, why doesn't he learn from Zerah b'sheil that it should be batal? That's a kula. You can't learn a kula from Zohar B'Shela. Zohar B'Shela is an exception to the rule, right? Since it's a chiddush that you can be mevatel and issa l'chatchila, so Zohar B'Shela is an exception, but you can't learn from it. You can't learn kulas from it. But to learn that min b'she'eno mino needs shishim and is not batal b'rov, that's a chumra. To say that you need 60 times, not enough to have a majority, you need 60? That's a chumra. A chumra you can learn from a chiddush, but a kula you can't learn from a chiddush. So that's what Rashi says. Otu anan hodega mina mine meo shishim kulahu. Tema chidishu de chadish rachmana v'akal gavei v'lo gamina mine. Hachumra hi. De lo tema livtol beruba. Chumra shaper gamina mine. Chumra shaper gamina. You can learn a chumra from a chidish. De midaraisa klomar ilav mehai gamina. And if we were not to learn from Zohar B'Shela that you need shishim, what would it then be? If we would say that bittul tam is like shabi tuli daraisa, what does that mean? If we would say that bittul of min b'she'eno mino tam ke'ikar is like bittul of kol ha'torah kula of yavish b'yavish min b'mino, classical bittul of kol ha'torah kula, so what should it then be? Midaraisa beruba batu. Havalon livtulei. Beruba havalon levtulei kedichsir achir rabin lahatos. Pasuk, right? Just like Rashi and Zvachin, right? Bittul of kol ha'torah kula, classical bittul daraisa is bittul berov. So if I don't learn from Zohar B'Shela, then min b'shein amino also would be bittul berov. Now that we learn from Zohar B'Shela that you need shishim, that's a chumra. A chumra I can learn from a chiddush, but a kula I can't learn from a chiddush. Okay, this is the first pshat in the Gemara. That the b'raisa of Zeru Heta Abba Mechalisa, this is teaching me another halacha. It's irrelevant to Asugya. Asugya is trying to learn the din of Tam Ke'ikar. How do I know that taste is going to answer? How do I know that by min b'shein omino I need shishim? The Gemara says I can learn that from Zeru B'Shela. In fact, the Gemara, but the b'raisa doesn't sound like that. The b'raisa sounds like Zeru B'Shela is the exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? That by kol yisurin shel Torah min b'shein omino, even if I have shishim, it should still be asa b'mashu. Rabaye, no. Zehu hetar b'machal iser is saying, aliba de Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino is lobotim. Min b'mino is taka asa b'mashu. Zohar b'Shela is different than that. Zohar b'Shela is a min b'mino that's not b'mashu. That's what the b'rais is going on. But that's not what we're learning. We're learning that from Zohar B'Shela you have an asmachta that min b'shein amino requires shishim, and that you can learn from Zohar B'Shela. Aye, but Zohar B'Shela is a chiddush. No, you can't learn a kula from a chiddush, but you can learn a chumra from a chiddush. Yes.
Why does it have to only leave the Rabbi Yehuda? Because also according to Rabbanan, he says bittul b'rov and really b'shishim. Why can't also be a leave of the Rabbanan?
because the Rabbanon hold that min b'mino is batal. It's batal berov min haTorah, and with the Rabbanon it needs shishim, so it's going to be the same as Rav Hashem. Because it's the same as Rav Hashem. We need something to be a contrast. Zeh het Rabba Mechalis, I mean that Rav Hashem is mutter b'shishim, but something is usser even b'shishim, which is another way of saying it's usser even b'mashim. So what is that case? It's not min b'shem, it's not min b'shem omino in kol haTorah kula, and it's not min b'mino alibah the Rabbanon either, because the Rabbanon hold the min b'mino is batal. The Rav b'shishim, but it's going to be batal. You can't say it's b'mashim, so it's got to be alibah the Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but ultimately, what are we learning from Zerah B'Sheila? We're not learning min b'mino. We're learning min b'she'en omino, and that we can learn, even though Zerah B'Sheila is a chiddush, because we can learn a chumra from Zerah B'Sheila. You just can't learn a kula from a chiddush. Tomorrow, what we're going to have to do is take a step back. Okay, now that we have a basic knowledge of the Gemara, let's figure out what is this din. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, is min b'mino batal or is it not batal? Do you think min b'mino should be batal or not? We had a case of min b'mino. We said that's classical bittul berov. Well, why should lach b'lach suddenly change everything? Rabbi Yehuda says lach b'lach is different. Min b'mino is not batal. It's b'mashim. But why? We had yavish b'yavish min b'mino, different chatichos. We say that there's a din of bittul berov. That's the pasuk. This epis lach b'lach is different. So of course you could say what? It's exeris hakasav, right? It's exeris hakasav. Rabbi Yehuda could hide behind exeris hakasav. Is it just exeris hakasav? Or perhaps there's a svara involved as well. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim might be arguing about the nature of bittul. Look at the Ram, look at some of the other Rishonim, and we'll try to continue this discussion tonight.